UNC Radio. Hello, you, I think you're on the air. Hello?
Hello, David?
Oh my gosh, who could, I think I know who this is, but why don't you tell everybody who you are? Hello?
Who am I?
Oh, wait.
Nobody.
Well, no, you're not Emily Dickinson doing the Nobody poem. How are you? This is our old, old buddy, Jeff Goodman, calling from New York. And saying hi on the Dave's Gone By radio show. Dave, Jeff used to co-host this radio program when we were on Long Island for a couple of years. Now I'm in Colorado, of course. How are you, Jeff? What's new?
Not too much. I had to remind myself, call before 3 o'clock.
Well,
I just made it.
You mean you're not listening to the program as we're doing it?
I don't know how. You know me and computers.
Okay. Now, wait a minute. I know you and computers, you say that, but at the same time, it's like, didn't you used to network computers? Wasn't that your job many years ago?
Yes.
So,
yes, but I used to do it with big corporate computers, not these little teeny personal things.
Oh, okay. I'm just wondering about that. I was a little surprised about that you can't manage a PC, but you were doing mainframe networks for companies 20 years ago. But how are you now? What have you been up to?
It's a good excuse, Dave. It's a good excuse. It is.
So how have you been? What's going on, Jeff?
I've been okay. I've seen better days. I've seen worse days.
Oh, man,
but
I thought... Yeah.
I'm just trying to think what's going on.
Well, I mean...
I tell you on the air.
I thought it was all... I thought it was all good stuff. I thought you had... You know, you're planning a move to Las Vegas. You're getting your house ready to sell.
Yeah.
So that sounds, it should be all good. What's going on?
I don't know. I'm having a hard time. Does any one of your viewers want to buy a two-bedroom, two-bathroom in Forest Hills, Queens?
You mean an apartment or a house? That was an apartment, right?
Yeah, my apartment in Forest Hills.
Wow. I don't know. I'm sure for a particular price, I'd buy
it
for...
It's lovely.
Yeah. Is it? But is, do they buy it? Do they own it? Or is it a co-op-y thing? Or is it an apartment?
Co-op.
Co-op. Hmm.
No, it's a co-op.
Okay.
But anyway, so I'm trying to sell that. That just hasn't sold yet.
Okay.
It hasn't popped, as they say, in the biz.
Well, how is the real estate market in... How is the real estate market in Queens?
You know, my broker tells me it's a seller's market, they keep telling me. I just
right.
don't sell it.
Okay, well, you know, if nobody else takes it, I'll give you $2,000 for it. I think that's pretty reasonable.
Excellent. What a deal.
Yeah.
Considering the monthly rent is $2,300.
Good Lord. No wonder nobody's buying that. Wait a minute, so you're saying apart from the mortgage, there's a $2,300 rent on top of that? No.
If I were to rent it out again, which I'm thinking about.
Oh,
doing.
I see what you mean. Yeah. Well, you might as well. Yeah. I mean, I guess you could rent it for $2,500 and pocket two or something like that. That might be easier than selling it.
Yeah, well, I have all sorts of plans. You know me. You know me and my five-year plans, me and the Russian government.
But that's what's funny. I mean, now that I've been living in Colorado for 6 years, even though we had a bit of a housing boom, and with the oil people coming here, you can still, if you're willing to pay $2,300 a month for a mortgage, you can get a very, 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 very nice house here. You can get like 3 acres and a friggin' mansion. Close.
Oh, I know. That's why I'm moving to Vegas.
Well, how's that going?
Vegas is going okay. My tenant is a little bit of a disaster.
I give up.
I'm almost sure she's not listening, but if she is, you're a little bit of a disaster.
Well, what is she doing?
She doesn't stop. Complain, 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 complain.
Oh, so she's Jewish.
Yeah, pretty much. Or she should be.
So you were...
How are the dogs?
Thank God. In fact, we brought one of our dogs in. My wife and I have two dogs, and we brought one of them into the vet for his semi-annual checkup yesterday. And he's getting older and a little frail. He has some skin issues, but he's still with us. He's 14 years old. So...
Is this
OC? The eyes are okay. The eyes are good.
Oh,
sorry?
No, I said, is that OC who you brought in?
No, that was Murray.
Who'd you bring?
Murray is the one we brought in, our older dog, slightly older, who has never been in the physical shape that our other dog has been in. Our other dog still moves around and plays like a 7-year-old. But Murray, yeah. He's a little more, you know, he's getting up there. And walks with a little more difficulty.
Relaxed.
I'm sorry, what?
Murray is relaxed.
Murray's relaxed. He's a lap dog. Always has been. But because he isn't the kind of dog that exercises a lot, you know, as he gets older, we got to watch his bones. We got to watch his joints. We have to, et cetera, and so forth. So we're going to be doing that more than we have been. And he's had some skin issues recently because of allergies. It's dogs, man. That's what it is. That's what they do. They're basically there to give you love and take your money. That's what they exist to do. You know? You live with love in a poorhouse. That's what dogs do for you. But they're great. We love them.
Well, I love mine, and I remember because today you had Julie Budd on today, right?
That is correct. Yes.
I read your press releases.
Well, you should listen. You can't listen to the show because you're going to have to work a computer at this point. But Julie Budd, she was delightful.
But anyway.
Yeah.
So I have my dog, if you remember his name, Julia.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway.
How is Julia doing? Yeah, sorry.
Julia's great.
Good.
She's always asleep and snoring and barking and in her sleep.
Well, that's me. I do that. Yeah.
She's dreaming. Anyhow, I want to know how the rabbi show is coming.
The rabbi show?
What is going on? Rabbi South Solomon coming to New York?
No. This is you should read your press releases a little closer.
No, I'm sorry. No, the one that's coming to New York is the one about you being a theater critic.
That is correct. Yeah, it's not Rabbi Saul Solomon at all. He's not involved.
And I have one thing to say about that show.
Which one?
You were in the theater critic show.
Oh, yeah? Okay, yeah.
You were a theater critic?
Just barely. I mean, you used to read my stuff at Playbill where I wasn't allowed to be a theater critic. I had to write objective pieces and articles and news stories and interviews. The one thing I could not do that I was desperate to do was be a theater critic. And they didn't want it. They wouldn't allow it. So I had to do that everywhere else, you know? But sure, for all those years. And what Jeff is referring to, by the way, is my one-man stage show, The Miracle of Long Johns, which is coming to a theater near you. Well, if you live in either Colorado or New York. Because
Is this a miracle of what?
Long Johns. You know, like thermal underwear?
Long Johns? What the heck are Long Johns?
You know what I mean, what the heck are Long... You've never seen Long Johns, dude?
I'm doing your phony publicity thing for you.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry. Oh, I get it. Thank you, Jeff. Yeah, they're thermal underwear, and sometimes they can be quite miraculous when protecting you against the cold. Oh, yes. So this show is...
You know me and my...
Yeah.
You forgot my interviews when I do my theater interviews.
Uh-huh.
I'm the biggest softball thrower there is.
That's what it's all about. You know, you want to sucker the person into your corner and make them answer and feel comfortable. You don't want to be up there like Donald Trump with someone asking a question. You want to make the person like you and feel like, hey, I want to sit down and have a chat with this person for half an hour or so.
How are the Long John's miracles?
Oh, well, you'll have to see the play in order to find that out. Now, you can do that
I hear it's quite good.
Oh, you hear correctly, man. Maybe you're not reading your press releases closely, but you're sure hearing well that... I don't know what I'm saying. Great question, man. That well done, well-thrown softball. The Miracle of Long Johns will be playing at the Boulder Fringe Festival. It's only 2 weeks away now. I can't believe it. Starting on September 17th, we're doing 5 performances of my solo show in Boulder. It's at a little... Can you believe this, Jeff? This is kind of funny. We're doing it in a church in Boulder, but it's not the rabbi show. The one show that belonged in a church we're not doing.
And by the way, you're doing it right after Rosh Hashanah.
In between the High Holy Days. As a matter of fact,
Holy Week, you're in a synagogue, in a church.
In a church, I know. Well, guess what, man? We had gotten the dates that we were going to do The Miracle of Long John's in Boulder, and we got six dates, six performances to do at the Boulder Fringe Festival. It didn't occur to me until weeks later to check not just my own calendar, but a regular calendar. I had to cancel one of the shows because it fell on Yom Kippur. That's the stupidity of me, not to realize, I can't do anything that day. So there will still be five performances. You can find out all this information at miracleoflongjohns.com. Miracleoflongjohns.com is in Boulder. Five performances over 2 weeks starting September 27th. September 17th. Yeah.
And Dave, I think they should buy their tickets quickly because it's a very small performance space and tickets will sell out quickly, I think.
Oh, yes, they will. And they'll sell out even more quickly for our one single performance in New York. That's the one you're going to go to on October 23rd at 9 p.m. in the Theater Row complex, in the Studio Theater of the Theater Row Theater. I'll be doing the Miracle...
No.
What?
You didn't tell me October 23rd?
Friday night, October 23rd, yeah. See, the press...
I'm not going to be in New York.
Oh, man, where are you going to be? Vegas? Thailand?
L.A. No, be in L.A.
Oh, you son of a B.Y. Why?
I'll tell you why. The most amazing thing happened about a month or two ago.
What happened?
I went online, and you know how I love to just go on websites about travel?
Uh-huh.
And I'm always looking for good fares to Las Vegas or L.A.
Mm-hmm.
I went on United's website for L.A. I got, how much do you think I got a round-trip ticket to
Los Angeles for?
To L.A.
Is it LAX? Is that the airport? Is it LAX? Yeah. I would say since...
JFK to LAX.
Since you're bragging about it, I would guess 140.
$124 round trip.
Bravo, Jeff. Bravo. Yeah, how can you pass that up? That's fantastic. Is it nonstop?
It is.
Oh, wow. That's major. That is wicked cool, man. So, yeah, I don't blame you, except you're missing my show.
And a lot of my friends are going out that week because I called up people. I said, I've found this great deal.
Well, yeah.
I think United was having a deal because, believe it or not, as of October, I think it's right around the 23rd.
Uh-huh.
Maybe October 25th. They're not going to fly. United isn't going to fly out of Kennedy anymore, I don't think.
Ugh, really? They're going to just do LaGuardia?
Oh, wait a second. You know what?
What?
I'm flying out of LaGuardia, and it's not direct, I don't think.
Oh, well, no, that sucks. Yeah, no, I'd rather pay a little extra to fly point to point and not have to kill half my day, you know, waiting in an airport, getting off one plane and getting on another. You know?
You forget how much I do enjoy walking around other airports. I love airports.
He does. We used to have these long discussions late at night on the old radio station of just Jeff enjoying hanging out in an airport. It's like, okay.
I took a layover in Dubai for an extra 12 hours just to be there.
I'm like, okay. I mean, and I have to say, you're right about one thing, and it's gotten easier for me now. Because I hate wasting time. That's one of the great bêtises of my entire life, is wasting any available time. So being at an airport is the ultimate waste of time for me. But ever since I started carrying a laptop and being able to plug that in and work in an airport, it has become much more tolerable. Like when I take a super shuttle from Greeley, I've got to go to New York, and the super shuttle, you know, shows up 2.5 hours early, and check-in at DIA is usually 5 minutes at that time of night, and suddenly, here it is, it's 10 o'clock, my flight doesn't leave until midnight, what do I do? Now, unlike, you know, 10 years ago when I just have a book, I can open up this little computer, and boom, I'm working, I'm reading, you know, it makes a whole bunch of difference. I still don't love being in an airport, but it makes it tolerable, I'll give you that.
But I like it just because I like being in a foreign land or a different place. My killer travel was, and I actually took two extra stopovers than I had to. uh-huh. is when I went from New York to Anchorage on U.S. Airways.
Uh-huh.
I took 5 flights to get there.
Alrighty. I forget where it was.
It was like, I think from Charlotte to Washington, took a layover.
Yeah. What? Why?
That's crazy. I loved it.
All right, just take a friggin' thing to Toronto, and shouldn't Toronto bring you right to Canada or right to Alaska or something like that? I don't know.
I only stop in the United States.
Yeah.
Seattle, you stop in.
Right. Okay. So you go from New York to Seattle, and then Seattle, you jump to Anchorage. I have to imagine that's a pretty quick, direct way to do it. Relatively.
That is. That's the only direct way to do it.
Anywho.
But, yeah. But me, I took it in 5 planes. 4 stops.
Oh, God.
You remember they used to have those when they had the paper tickets?
Uh-huh.
There are always so many paper tickets in a booklet. I had to have a whole extra booklet for it.
Wow. Oh, I remember.
They only have 4 flights in one book.
Hmm.
So they had to staple a second book to the book.
I never even had to do that. I never filled a passport or anything of that nature. I'm glad I kept my old passports, though. I can see, like, stamps from Prague and from St. Petersburg, Russia. You will have them. You have them from Vietnam, from China, from Thailand. All those way cool places I've never been.
Yeah.
Hey.
But you have to go with.
Yeah. What's that?
I said, you have to go with me to Thailand and stuff like that. I love that place.
I'd love to see it, although Thailand's been having its difficulties. there's some political unrest going on there, man.
Well, it's not that bad. They're under a military junta right now.
Okay.
But you'd never know. My friends will tell me everything's fine, but they did have a bombing there, which was very sad.
I mean, you're always saying how peaceful and placid and calm and nice the Thai people are, and then I read the papers and, someone's blowing stuff up in Bangkok. I'm like, whoa,
Well, they don't think it was a Thai national.
Hmm. Okay. All right, well.
But,
Do you have any plans to go back to Thailand in the next year or two?
Not really, because I really want to, I have to get all my financials and move to
course.
Vegas and stuff
sure,
like that.
Sure.
But if you'd like to go, I'll certainly accompany you.
Well, if I'm not teaching.
And your lovely wife, Joyce.
And well, Joyce will be knocking her brains out until she gets tenure, so that's unlikely. Unless you know a lot of really old people who are up for a study and speak English, then we might be able to talk and get her over there. Yeah, sorry.
People with very long lives there. A lot of people are centenarians. Is that the term?
Wow, hundred plus. Yeah, the oldest of the oldest old. Yeah, cool.
Yeah, they're very. A lot of people there. And almost everyone in Thailand speaks a little English.
Hmm. It's tempting because I would love to see all these countries and wondering when, if ever, I'll get the chance. So,
you'll get to go with me eventually.
I hope so. I hope so. Even
as long as I'm alive, you always have a chance to go.
And what I like to think about is when you finally start getting to Vegas, Vegas isn't that far away from Greeley, Colorado, so you do short hop flights or buses or things back.
Right.
It'd be great to see you much more than I get to. And I'm not going to see you when I'm in New York. That sucks that you're not coming to my show. Oh, dude.
I'm very upset about that. But, by the way, I got my flight up. I do have a stop in Chicago on the way there and a stop in Houston on the way back.
Right. Houston, not so bad, but Chicago, you could spend like half your day in O'Hare. Bring a tent. You'll enjoy it. You'll stay for a week in O'Hare.
Yes. I've done that before. Not this weekend, but I've done O'Hare a lot. But the one thing, the airport I hate is Houston. You know why?
Why?
What's the name of the Houston airport?
Oh, my gosh. The Oilers City, the Astro Home, the Houston.
No.
Is it Bush? Did they rename it for Reagan or something? I'm sorry?
Exactly. It's the George Bush airport.
Well, but is it the father or the son?
Father.
Not so terrible. If it was W Airport, I would avoid it like the plague. But Daddy, you know, HW, not so bad, you know. Hey, imagine if they named an airport after Jimmy Carter, considering what happened to those helicopters when he was trying to free the hostages. I'd be like, I'm not getting near that airport, you know.
Well, or the Reagan Airport in Washington.
Yeah.
Reagan is the Reagan National in Washington.
Yeah, yeah, no, but I'm saying, you know, I don't associate Ronald Reagan with any helicopters crashing. Maybe I should.
Reaganomics is going to kick in soon enough.
We'll see. So what else, Jeff? What else is going on in your life, real quick? Because I want to finish off the show. You called, and the show is already overtime. We're supposed to be over by noon Mountain, and here it is already 1:20.
I think overtime is, no, it's not 1:20. It's 12:20. Run to read o'clock.
No, where you are, it's 3:20. Where we are, it's 1:20.
Oh, you're only 2 hours.
Yeah, we're 2 hours difference here. We're 2 hours earlier than New York.
Okay.
So what's going on, though? What's your, anything else in your life? Any Rosh Hashanah things? Anything?
No, I'm at my friend Myrna's house. I'm dog-sitting her dog.
Oh, okay. Don't sit on the dog too much because you might break its collarbone or something.
Well, let me tell you, this dog has plenty of problems. The reason I'm not dog sitting in my own house is because her dog is not only is he diabetic, and I have to give him insulin twice a day by needle.
But
he's blind.
Oh my God!
Which actually is a little funny because it doesn't matter when day or night. If he goes out to go do poopsies in the backyard.
Yeah.
And you call him and say, come on, Jax, come on. And you just hear him running into things. You boom.
Oh, God.
He follows your voice, and you hear him, and in daytime you hear him, you see him running. And all of a sudden he'll be running, and he'll just boom right into something. And you go, come on, Jax, and boom right into something else.
Do they have, like, seeing eye cats for blind dogs? They should have that. Like, you know, dogs help man when they're blind. What about something to help a blind dog? Tie a bird to
him
or something.
Well, they don't like cats, so the cats wouldn't be so good.
All right, maybe a seeing dog then. You get like a shepherd that guides another dog around. You know?
I think maybe a seeing eye hamster.
Or a prairie dog. You know, except they'll start digging and get totally lost underground and stuff. You know, kind of like a lot of 1960s radicals. But you know, I don't even know what I'm saying. Jeff, it's wonderful to hear from you.
I'm so glad I remembered to call you.
Yes.
I really had all my things to do today. I said, call Dave.
Well, good. I'm glad you did. From now on, when you want to call in, though, call in a little bit earlier. Because, as I said, we're way over time on the show already. But, you know, it's fabulous to hear from you. You sound good.
Well, listen.
Yeah.
Feel free to call me anytime you want.
Of course.
And I'll always pick up. What?
I said, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I am so incredibly, insanely busy during the week that this is my only time
when I feel like I'm not working,
you know?
No, call me during the show when you're playing a record.
Oh, brilliant.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
You call me and then I'll call in. I forget.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
I will, you know, I'll definitely do that. I think that would be great. So
I love talking to you. I love doing the radio stuff with you.
I miss doing it.
You make me do horrible, horrible things.
Well, sometimes.
You make me read terrible, terrible things on the air.
That's my job, man, to push the envelope, to tear the envelope, to eviscerate the envelope. Yeah.
You don't push it. You send it off a cliff.
Not often. Every once in a while, when I feel I need to, when it's politically expedient.
Oh, my God. When you made me read the stuff about that girl who was held hostage, remember she got out of the house? Then you wrote this horrible thing and we had to play that. You made me play one of the girls.
No, I don't remember that at all. Oh, man, I remember. Yeah.
All about the news, and they'd be very, very, you know, they're very, very sad stories, and you're happy they're free. And you'd be making fun of them. about rapists and murderers and, you know?
Oh, sure. Well, back in the early aughts, I mean, when we were so much closer to 9/11, speaking of 9/11 coming up, that was a big thing on my mind. So I was always making, rather nasty sketches and things about hostage takers and you know, Al-Qaeda and what was it even called before Al-Qaeda? Bin Laden and those people, you know, pre-ISIS days. And just hammering home, let's not treat these people like any kind of freedom fighters, but just the animals that they are. And what the hell they're doing. Anyway, I won't get into politics.
Well,
but,
that's okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, Yoda hasn't mentioned the virgins.
well, of course I do, man. It's the closest I come to a virgin at this stage of my life. You know? And I'm not even going to go there.
Unless, of course, you're watching the Book of Mormon.
There you go. Which I think is still playing in Denver or just came to Denver last week over at the Denver Center, speaking of theater.
Oh.
Well,
you must go see it.
Oh, well, I saw it on Broadway. It's great fun.
I know, but you have to see it again and again and again. It's hilarious.
Oh, I would like to. I really would. I'm just...
As Charlie would say, it's hilarious.
Hilarious. Our mutual friend, Charlie Gross, with whom Jeff does a weekly... with whom Jeff used to do the weekly theater review show, Two on the Isle. Charlie's still doing that show with our friend Leslie Hoban Blake. You can watch that on MNN Network. Every other week they do a new one. But yeah, used to do the Siskel and Ebert thing with Charlie. I used to be a guest every once in a while on that theater show, and that was a lot of fun too. Well, Jeff, I've got to let you go. I've really got to finish this.
What? There was just one other thing I wanted to ask you about. I'm looking up her name now.
Okay.
Because I want to hear what you said, and now my computer's slow.
Hmm.
I got. All I have on my thing is Malachi McCourt's brother passed away.
Oh, that's sad. Yeah. Was that Frank?
By the way.
Yeah.
You know who I talked to? John Gwines is in Thailand. He married a little Thai guy.
Oh, how nice.
I
would love to have him on the show. This is a man, I'm amazed that he isn't more recognized for what he did for gay theater in New York and technically in America. I mean, before Feierstein, before Tony Kushner, before half the playwrights now in New York and America are gay or lesbian or GLBTQ, it was Glines, man, who was there doing gay theater in the late 60s, early 70s. And making
remember,
that happen.
He's the person who first did Torch Song Trilogy.
Oh, was it? Okay, there you go. I didn't realize that. Yeah, the Glines, they used to call it. And he's still alive. He's old, but...
he is.
Although I'm sure he's feeling a bit younger, having a nice Thai, 20-year-old Thai husband or whatever. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
I hope the husband's 20. Anyway.
By the way, there's a new picture... going through Facebook these days in the theater community.
Uh-huh.
It's of the new musical, Bette Midler on the Roof.
Midler on the Roof. That's cute. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Midler on the
Roof. I also talk a lot to Penny Landau.
Oh, yeah. She's a character.
She's hilarious.
Hilarious. And you missed it, Jeff. You missed it. Speaking of the theater, on Inside Broadway, I was talking about Dean Jones and Company and being alive. So that was.
No, he's not.
Being dead. Someone to shovel the dirt. Someone to put on the stone. Somehow, I don't know. Here I'm. Now you see, this is what you bring out in me. You know.
I hate that. would you like to talk about Joan Rivers dying a year ago now?
Has it been only a year?
That yet?
Yeah. Can she talk? No, she can't. She's dead. I'm sorry. I apologize. Anyway, Jeff, let me go. Let me finish the end of this.
My wife is starving.
I need to bring her to lunch. What?
I can't find the woman's name, but what do you think about the woman who wouldn't process the gay marriage licenses?
Oh, I'm so glad you mentioned that. Because one of the segments that we do on Dave's Gone By these days, we do a Saturday segue called In the News, where we play songs and you have to think of what the song is referring to, of a story that was in the news this past week. And she just may pop up in there in our Saturday segue. Is that exciting or what? I think her name is Kim Davis, by the way. Yeah.
What is it, Kim Davis?
Kim Davis, yeah. And I think she's an idiot. I don't know why they cannot fire her, why she has to do jail time, why all of this. I mean, if you disobey your boss's direct orders, you get fired. What's all this storm and wrong? Let her go.
Isn't she an elected official?
Oh, maybe. Then maybe they can't. When you have a recall or something, there are things that she's breaking the law. She's physically breaking the law. That's why they put her in prison.
Oh, yeah.
If you're Blagojevich or somebody like that, you break the law, you're out of office. Goodbye. Insane.
I know. It's crazy. But I saw, by the way, there is a thing where she goes, she has a quote, "Only God can judge me."
Yeah.
And then there's a picture of God on the next block looking down. And he's saying, "You're an asshole." It's very Book of Mormon, right?
Absolutely. Or in her case, Book of Moron. That would be her. This lady.
Book of Mormon.
I get it.
Remember?
Yeah.
In Spooky Mormon Hell Dreams, Jesus calls him a dick. And he goes, "Jesus just called me a dick."
And Jesus would do that. Jesus had some salty language. We don't think of it back then because they censored the Bible. The old guys who wrote it and made it all up. They took out all the stuff Jesus used to say. Jesus, in fact, he used to be.
One of the other things I wanted to tell you about her because I have a lot to say about her, but I'll make it quick.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know that in timeline order? She married husband number one, right?
Who is this? Is this Kim Davis? Kim Davis is divorced.
She married her first husband.
Mm-hmm.
Then she had two kids with the guy who would be her third husband. then she divorced her first husband, married her second husband who adopted her two kids.
Wow.
And then divorced her second husband, married the third husband, divorced the third husband, and remarried the second husband, or something like that.
Well, I'm glad she's doing all these divorces. It means she's a good Catholic.
Right. And then someone on Facebook wrote, "Remember when people used to deny divorce decrees because of their beliefs in the Bible?"
Right.
And he went, "Oh, right, that never happened."
Yeah. My wife is, that beep you just heard is my wife trying to call in on the other line, obviously saying, "Dave, when are we going to lunch? When are we going to lunch?" And I have to say, I'm not even through with the program because I've got Jeff on the phone. So,
that's right.
So, hon, I'll...
She'll get mad at me. She always gets mad at me.
Well, yeah, everybody gets mad at Jeff. We take it out on you.
It's true.
Oh, she's calling again.
That's so good.
Well, you know what? I'm going to put... Yeah. Jeff, it's so great to hear from you. Happy upcoming New Year to you. Much success with selling that. I mean, it's a really nice apartment. I remember that apartment in Forest Hills. Best of luck moving to Vegas and feeling good. And I hope things are good. I'm sorry I won't get to see you when I'm doing my show in New York.
Yeah.
But we will see each other soon.
But call me, and I'll call you back next week or the week after.
Dealio. You got it, man. Have a great one. I'll talk to you soon.
So.
Bye-bye.